How y'all doing? I'm ready when you are.
I don't think you guys have only had lost like four fumbles in 21 games or whatever it is since last year. I mean, two all of last year. I think you led the league. I mean, is that something that's just the players you have, or is there a teaching tool that you can?
I think when you have a stat like that, it's a combination of a number of things. And to me, it always starts with the players. You know, they do a great job. They understand the importance of taking care of the ball. I think Kirby Wilson teaches it and emphasizes it and coaches it as hard as anyone I've been around. So, obviously, we understand the importance for our entire team of ball security. So I think it's a combination of the approach, the importance Coach Zimmer puts on it, and then the way we coach it, and then our players understanding the importance.
The last couple weeks now, it seems like Teddy's maybe been sailing more balls, especially on the deep corners. What's kind of attributing to that?
I don't refer to it as sailing a ball. I look at Teddy and I think he's gotten better each week we've played through the season. I think he understands. He's got great maturity in terms of understanding what we have to do, how we have to go about playing the game to win. He's thrown a couple balls high. I've been around some really good players that miss a throw now or then. He's thrown some balls to his left that he's hit the guy right in the chin. So, anything there where we have a situation where we're not completing balls, we look at it and, we look at the protection, we look at the route, and then we look at the throw. So I'm really excited about the way Teddy's playing. I think he has a great understanding of what we have to do on offense to win, and he's really doing a good job of it. The thing that's exciting me is we've got very good balance in the passing game. We're getting big plays. I think we had a 52-yarder on the first drive. We're consistently getting plays over 20 yards. We're still throwing a high percentage, and obviously at home, we've done a great job of protecting the quarterback. We've got to carry that over starting this week to when we go on the road.
Are there still things mechanically Teddy needs to clean up on, or is he kind of good with that?
If you ask me that question 10 years from now, if I'm still around, I would probably say yes. And it's like anybody. I always use the analogy of when Tiger Woods was going good and playing at such a high level, and they used to talk about him finishing a round, and the first thing he'd do is go over to the driving range and hit balls with his coach. There's always something you can get better at, always something you can work at.
The penalties, there's only nine penalties, too. Is that, what all the elements that go into keeping the penalties low there?
Well, the number one thing is concentration and how you practice. And again, as I said, Coach Zimmer sets a tone for our guys that we can't have, we can't have our own plays defeat ourselves. The penalties, self-imposed penalties, and then I think the biggest area where you usually get penalized and that you have trouble overcoming them is holding, and I think Jeff Davidson does a good job as anyone I've been around in coaching the technique and not getting yourself in position where you have to hold. And it's been impressive to me because obviously over the last couple weeks and going into this week, it's the same thing every week. We've played as good a pass rushers as you're going to see, the Denver group and then the Kansas City group. That's as challenging as it gets because those guys, those four outside linebackers are as good a rushers as there are in the league.
Coach, along the same lines, this team doesn't get to play inside as much as it used to. How do you prepare for that environment?
Well, we've pumped up the crowd noise pretty loud. I think we play good inside. I think, we played at a real high level in Detroit last year. We kind of made a couple of mistakes that kept us from having a field goal blocked and had a couple other plays that kept us from winning the game. But, all our guys have played in that environment, and you just have to emphasize the things that are important, and we practice it during the week.
Diggs has really stepped up these past two games when he's gotten an opportunity. When did you first kind of realize that he could be this good?
Diggs has been impressive since he got here. I'm going to slow that down. He's got a lot of work to do. You know, we went in and played a man team and put in a couple of routes they'd never seen us run, and he did a great job running them. And he caught, four balls in the first quarter. He's going to be a real good player. He just has a lot of work to do. The good thing about him, he understands that, and that's the way he approaches it. And, he comes in here every day with a mindset that he's going to get better.
In the pre-draft process, did you have a chance to go scout him or bring him in to work with him one-on-one?
We went through the same process with him that we do most guys in the draft. I mean, there's very few guys you don't have some contact with, but obviously interviews at the combine, our scouts were well aware of him all through the process when he declared he was coming out, and then you just do your study, and there's a reason he went in the fifth round. He had injuries in college his last year. He had some inconsistencies, and one of the things when we got him here was we made it clear to him he needed to overcome those inconsistencies if he's going to make it, and he's worked hard to do that.
What's the biggest thing he still needs to work on, would you say?
He's played in two games. Everything. He needs to work on his route running. He needs to work on recognition of defense. He needs to continue to emphasize ball security. There's a lot of things he can get better at. Obviously, we're excited about having him here and like the upside he has. We have, as I've said, we have six receivers that I'm very comfortable with going in and playing. He got an opportunity through an injury. He's made the most of it.
When you have so many receivers, you're trying to get involved. Is that kind of an extra challenge for you as a coordinator, or do you embrace that? Is that a good?
It's not challenging at all, because you can only play so many guys. And I tell them, when you're in there, you're the guy. And if someone else is in there, he's the guy. I think the best thing we have going on offense is our guys understand they're very unselfish. They know right now that the best way to play the game is the way we're playing it. We're playing awfully good defense. We're playing great special teams. We're taking advantage of when we have good field position. We're getting first downs. We're changing the field position. We're having success in terms of when we have opportunities to score. And we're playing a team game that gives us a chance to win. The receivers, I think they would love to have it be the second half in Denver where you throw for 160 yards, or the first half in Kansas City where you throw for 170 yards. They'd love to see us do that both halves, but they understand who we are. And Adrian and our offensive line, we need to give them opportunities to do the things. So we're growing as an offense. Obviously, we can get a lot better. We need to continue to get better. And if we keep working the way we're working, we can be very productive through the entire year.
With so many defenses keying in on Adrian, trying to stop him, how do you find success in the running game?
You got to have an attitude about it. We got to keep getting better. When we get the opportunity, the upper hand, we have to take advantage of it. And then we have to do what we did in the first half. If a defense is going to play blitzing, eight-man scheme, we got to be able to be productive. And obviously, we had a turnover in the red zone. We should have had 13 or 17 points at halftime. As I said, we threw for 170 yards in the first half, and I think defenses are aware of that. I don't think defenses look at statistics for the season and say they're averaging 160 yards a game passing. They look at what's on tape, and I think they see us as being a team that can make explosive plays in the pass. And you better be careful, because we're going to take advantage of those matchups if you give them to us.
Time for a couple more of North. Going once, going twice.
Okay.